Two recreational marijuana shops opened for business today in Massachusetts, nearly 2 years after voters approved a ballot question legalizing recreational use of the drug in the state. And the Northampton and Leicester shops became the first on the East Coast to legally sell recreational marijuana. Here's Lynn Blair in Leicester. She waited in line for 90 minutes with her cousins before getting inside.
I always felt like such a criminal for trying to get it, you know, from somebody else or grow it on your own. So now I think the freedom of being able to, you know, be who you are and use what you want. And, you know, as long as you're in the safety of your own home, I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, WBUR reporter Ali Jarmanning is also in Leicester. That's in the middle of the state, Northampton out in the west near New York State. And Ali, it seems people found their way there. Shops open at 8 a.m. What was it like?
So, yeah, the people actually started lining up at 7. That's when security let them finally kind of line up at the doors. And people were just giddy to be able to get into there and have their first taste of legal recreational marijuana sales. It was a lot of people who just wanted a little piece of history.
Well, you're in Leicester. That includes over in Northampton, the mayor of Northampton, David Narkowitz, who was the first person in line, and he wanted to be the first to legally purchase cannabis east of the Mississippi River. And he said he's going to keep it for posterity, for the town's history. But what do people have to have? I mean, we know Cultivate and New England Treatment Access, or NETA, are the two dispensaries. When you go in, what do you have to have?
Yeah, so you have to have your license or some kind of government-issued ID that's showing that you're over 21, and today you needed cash. There's a couple people who did not have cash and walked away kind of disappointed that they couldn't buy anything today. But other than that, you can walk out just like you would walk out with, you know, a six-pack of beer or a bottle of liquor or anything like that.
Well, the difference, of course, it has to be cash because banking is under federal regulations, and right now this is against the federal law.
Yeah, so there are some places that take debit cards with a fee. Cultivate here wasn't taking them till about noon today for some reason. But yeah, you cannot use a credit card like you would for any kind of other purchase.
Right. Also, what are some of the other restrictions? How much can you buy? Can you just walk outside and eat it or smoke it?
So there are a couple things you can't do. You can't use it in a public place, and that would include your car. So people who drove here have to wait till they get into the comfort of their own home to light up or eat or vape or whatever it is that they were planning on doing with their marijuana. And they can only buy legally an ounce or less of flower at a time. And then actually NETA out in Western Mass is limiting that to a quarter ounce today because of the issues with supply and making sure that they have enough to go around today.
Right. Look, there are people who are opposed to this. Are they there as well?
You know, I don't know if there's anybody who is outright opposed to it. It's interesting in the town of Leicester. They've had a medical marijuana facility, Cultivate, here for a couple years. They're going to have some other kind of facilities here. And they're a community that really has embraced this. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of these towns really do see the benefit of having jobs, of having tax revenue that's going to come to them. They get to add a little bit of tax revenue on that, part of that 20% on recreational sales. So I think they really see the benefit of having someplace like this.
And by the way, what's the age limit?
You have to be 21 or older.
Okay. WBUR's reporter Ali Jarmanning in Leicester, Massachusetts, becoming one of the first shops east of the Mississippi here on the East Coast to legally sell recreational marijuana. Ali, thank you.
Thank you.